I'm Petty Officer Natasha Chevalier-Losada, and this is Radio Gitmo News. In news from around the fleet, Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Daryl Cottle released a CNO note, or C-note, to the fleet. Petty Officer Raphael McCory has more on the event.
After assuming the role of Chief of Naval Operations on August 25th, Admiral Cottle released a C-note. This reads in part, quote, "The lifeblood of our Navy is the sailor. Well trained, connected, supported, and fit to fight. In every ocean around the world, our national security interests are challenged by increasingly complex threats. Underpinned by our warrior ethos, we will rise to that challenge. For 250 years, we have been a world-class fighting Navy, and our strength lies in our sailors. Our teamwork and esprit de corps are strengthened by our core values and devotion to our mission." End quote. Admiral Cottle mentioned several points in his address, including but not limited to warfighting readiness, quality of life improvements for sailors, and incorporating emerging technology into naval operations in order to become the Navy our nation needs. For more information on NAVADMIN 1-TAC-8-TAC-6-2-TAC-5, visit mynavyhr.navy.mil. Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer Raphael McCory.
In other news from around the fleet, the Defense Department announced the Pentagon's newly selected leaders to head U.S. Strategic Command and U.S. Naval Forces Europe-Africa. Vice Admiral Richard Correll was nominated to serve as commander of U.S. Strategic Command at a Foot Air Base in Nebraska. Vice Admiral Correll, a career submariner, is a 1986 graduate of Rose Hulman Institute of Technology. Vice Admiral George Wyckoff was nominated to head U.S. Naval Force Europe Africa and Allied Joint Forces Command Naples in Italy. Vice Admiral Wyckoff, a career fighter pilot, is a 1990 graduate of the Catholic University of America. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Natasha Chevalier-Losada.